I'm saving that energy.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And again, thank you to Larry Moscott. Money management, wounded hearts, and family crises, a great financial planner, as well as our special guests from the Heart Placements and Resources, Lucille Zimmerman and Debbie Black. Now, at 3 o'clock, it's the fourth. Is this the fourth Tuesday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, fourth Tuesday from 3 to 4, we have the Standard of Excellence show starring Mitchell Spean. Mitchell, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, good. What's the story? I haven't seen you in years.
It's been what?
A day.
Yeah, something like that.
That's right. But I think you were on the show by yourself last time, right?
The last two times.
Wow. How did that go?
Just remember, we've got two different shows going because we've got the Standard of Excellence show. We've got the...
Oh, and the Bottom Line.
And we've got the Bottom Line, and we've got the fifth, the special edition fifth Tuesday.
Yeah, sometimes the fifth Monday, and sometimes just the fifth. But that's for party time.
But that's a Thursday this coming month.
That's if you're thirsty. The 5th. Okay, you didn't get it. Or it could be constitutional. I'll take the 5th.
That's true.
And
but talking about constitution and different laws, I know that one of the things we're talking about today has to do somewhat with that.
Yes, it does. Of course, at about 3:30, we're going to have Amber Cox. Actually, she's going to call in. And she's, of course, the president and chief operating officer for the Phoenix Mercury. And I'll tell you, if you have not seen the Mercury, you're missing out. They are an exciting team. They do have some injuries, unfortunately. Penny Taylor, Diana Taurasi out. But Penny Taylor actually out for the entire season. Diana is indefinite right now. We're not sure. They've had Candace Dupree out, but the remaining players, they just give it all. You always have to admire people that give it their all.
Absolutely, and that's part of the whole process when you're talking about Standard of Excellence.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. That's incredibly important because part of Standards of Excellence, as they say in poker, are you all in? Or, you know, I'm all in. You've ever heard of that?
Yes, I have.
And are you all in? That's the question.
Not in poker, because if I play poker, I lose.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
All in, and then I'm done.
But it is very important to be totally committed, and that's what we're going to talk to Amber Cox about. But what Mitch was referring to, this is the 40th anniversary of Title IX. And, of course, Title IX was signed into law by President Nixon, and it was basically... To really mandate that women have the same rights, getting the same scholarships, those type of things in colleges. And it was only 37 words, but it's been powerful. It's really helped many women excel where maybe they couldn't have excelled previous to Title IX.
Well, I would be careful with the way you say that because they definitely could excel, whether or not Title IX was there or not. They just wouldn't have had the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, that's a given, and because that's where they see. Tommy, talk to Mitch. He's being technical here. He's actually come on, get on the line here. There's Tommy. Tommy, what do you say about something like that?
Well, something of the magnitude of the.
No, not Title IX.
No.
No. Here, say that again, Mitch.
Okay, what technical question do you have?
The technical question was they now have the opportunity.
That's exactly right.
They always had the ability to excel. That's what Mitchell is saying.
Yes.
We're going to call him Pete Mitchell, Top Gun. Ever hear of that one?
Yes,
that
I have.
Movie? Yeah. But it's really very important. And basically it says, no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any educational institution or program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. That's what Title IX exactly says. It's only 37 words. That's why I said it's so powerful, because it really... created the pathways, the opportunity, and I think Mitch is absolutely correct, for women like Ann Myers Drysdale, who was a beneficiary of that around that time, because it was June 23rd, 1972, when Title IX was signed into law by Richard Nixon, about a week after Watergate, by the way. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it was somewhere in August that he...
Yeah, and so, but look at this. You know, we talked to Ann Myers Drysdale last Saturday before the Mercury game, and Laurel Richie, president of the WNBA, and how this has helped them and how they have helped others. And, of course, we also talked to Hope Solo, the great goaltender for the United States national women's soccer team, two-time defending Olympic gold medal team, I should say. And, of course, she's a little bit younger, and she described what it means to her to have Ann Myers Drysdale, Laurel Richie, and others before her to pave the way, because a law is a law, but can you implement it? That's a little different.
That's the tough part. And money talks real loud, and that's why the part that it says about anything with federal funding is huge here, because they getting the funding was the part that was going to make the difference.
Yeah, and that was very, very important. So I think we should all appreciate that. And look what's happened. I mean, you got the WNBA now, the Women's National Basketball Association. You know, how much hope do you think? And we could talk to Amber about this when she calls in. But, you know, the hope it gives young women, you know, that, wow, you know, after, you know, I love playing basketball at a young age, and all of a sudden, you know, without these opportunities, where do you go? Well, now college women's basketball is big. Now you got a professional league, and that's been around, what, 15 years, I think?
Yeah, they're in year number 16 right now.
So incredible, if you think about it. What great examples.
Otherwise, you're going across the globe because it's not local.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's right, because I know some of the Mercury, many of them will play overseas in the off season. They don't usually get a break. They're just playing, and more playing.
Exactly. That's, you know, not only to hone their skills, but because it's their passion.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's their passion, and it's so much fun watching the WNBA. Everyone should get out there and see the Phoenix Mercury. I know, Mitch, you have taken your daughter.
Yes, I have.
How fun is that, really?
It is absolutely a blast.
Unbelievable what happens there. And the crowd, a very passionate crowd. There's loyal Mercury fans that just committed to the team.
Absolutely. I mean, you go out there, and it's not like it's going to be a packed house, but it's going to be a loud and supportive crowd, and that's truly what you need.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and they had a nice crowd on Saturday when they played the L.A. Sparks. They were honoring, Hope Solo for 2012 Women of Inspiration, and they honored her at halftime. They had an interview with her in the center court, and you know they packed the house. I mean, they had probably the biggest attendance I've seen this probably the last 2 years. I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was 10,000 or 11,000 at least.
That would be awesome.
Oh yeah, that was very good, and so you know they're role models, and it's important. And this is a standard of excellence show. So you know, part of this is, if you're going to be a role model, you better have great qualities. Because why be a role model for low-end qualities, right?
Exactly.
So let's talk about that. What does it take to be a role model, Mr. Mitch? This is unrehearsed, ladies and gentlemen, live on the radio.
It takes Dave being their coach.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, that was a paid political announcement. Wow, you're talking about political. I'm going to sidetrack a little bit. Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court's going to announce the fate of Obamacare. What's going to happen?
I have no idea.
I don't think anyone quite knows, right? Tommy, do you know what's going to happen? No one knows.
It's almost...
I don't know.
It truly is scary, because...
Could be.
It could throw things into a total chasm. What's you just don't know.
Yeah. It could, because there's so many things tied into that, including various tax issues, and of course having your kids on the parents' policy to age 26, pre-existing condition issues. Who knows? I mean,
they've been funding it even though it hasn't been in place yet. So,
wow! So this is a tough situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we'll see what happens on Thursday.
Yeah, all eyes will be on either on that or if they're going to do contempt to court or whatever it's called, contempt to Congress with our Attorney General of the United States. They're thinking of doing that, too. These are better than soap operas, Tommy, right? He's not answering me. Oh, he's not. Tommy, come on into the conversation here.
Oh, all right, I'll join in here.
Isn't this better than soap operas, everything that's going on politically?
Well, the one thing it has in common with soap operas, you got to tune in every day to find out what happens next.
Yeah, that's
No. With a soap opera, you can tune in once every 3 months, and you'll be right up to date after watching one or two episodes.
It goes either way.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's take a quick break then. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on various aspects of how to really perform in a manner that's consistent with excellence, because that's what it's going to take for everyone to get past their self-imposed limitations. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then in about 10 minutes, I believe we're going to have Amber Cox, President and Chief Operating Officer for the Phoenix Mercury, calling in, and we'll talk to Amber about Title IX as well as all the great stuff that she's doing for the Mercury. We'll be right back. And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement? offering compromise or not currently collectible status. Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is a standard of excellence show starring Mitch Spean every fourth Tuesday from 3 to 4. And Mitch, how badly does the world need a new set of standards for excellence?
Desperately.
That's it? One word?
Yes.
Come on. You can give me a whole lecture on this. All right. So desperately. Well, let's delve into
it. If you would like me to expand on desperately.
No. Okay. There's a movie called Desperately Seeking Susan. I don't even know what it was about.
Do you know? I don't either.
Yeah.
I do remember the movie.
It's a nice title, though. But the truth is that, you know, people are sort of tuned into the media. They hear, you know, is the Obamacare going? Is it staying? They hear the Euro deal, right, with the financial crisis in Europe, how it's going to affect the United States. People are scared out there. They have fear out there. But the one thing you can do is continue to improve yourself and make improvements in many different ways. And that's really about the only control you have. You can't really control external circumstances, but you certainly can control how you perceive the external circumstances. You can control if you can upgrade your skill sets so you can get a better job. Maybe if you're in business for yourself, you'll be more of an elite business. Mitch, why don't you talk about that?
Okay, well, the interesting thing is that when you're looking to work beyond your self-imposed limitations, I think people are would be surprised when they look into themselves how difficult it truly is to get to beyond those limitations. You first have to kind of define them, and sometimes you don't even know how to define them until you've been able to kind of step back and look at what you're doing and then say, okay, if I can get to 10, why not 20? If I can get to 20, why not 30?
That's a really good point, because most of the self-imposed limitations are on an unconscious level, but everyone has them. They have a limit. Well, I'll give some examples like you did. I mean, one is how much money you think you can make. Everyone has some type of limit. They have wishes. They have hopes. But deep down, there's some deep belief that they're only valuable up to this amount, or they can only achieve this amount. How about other subjective type limitations coming from certain language patterns, like, oh, she's out of your league. Ever hear that?
I've never. There's a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Called that, too.
No, that was A League of Their Own.
There's that, too.
Oh, yeah. I know. Out of your. That was with that guy from, I forgot his name, but that was a cool movie, actually. I liked it. And,
yeah.
But she's out of your league. And if you hear, you know, if you believe it. Yeah, if you believe it, you won't even try. And that's exactly what happened in that movie. It ended up okay, but he didn't have the belief that he was good enough or she was too good.
Right. They weren't on the same. The belief was they were not on the same level.
Well, the girl thought she just changed her beliefs to date more down the earth guys. But his belief that she was way above what was even possible for him. So people should start to examine, if they can, what beliefs they have that are holding themselves back. Now, often you need a coach of some sort to help you identify limiting beliefs.
Yeah, it's very difficult, especially when you're talking about your belief system, because people like status quo. They feel where they feel comfortable.
The comfort zone.
Exactly. And so even if they consciously say, yes, I want to go beyond that comfort level on an unconscious level, keeps you from getting to where you want to be. And that's why having a coach is so critical in this, because even if it's just somebody to talk to help you through this, it's critical.
Well, it is, because your unconscious is quite powerful. It's sneaky. It's invisible. And it creeps up on you and sort of directs everything you do in life. And without really recognizing some of the elements of your unconscious mind and how it really directs your behaviors and thus affects your goals, then life could sort of slip by. And, of course, we're talking about beliefs. Limiting beliefs, how that affects your decisions and your beliefs, your behaviors, as well as your identity level. You know, it's interesting, some people, if they don't see themselves as a salesperson, they own their own business and they believe they're on the technical side. Let's say they're an IT company and they're just out there fixing, maintaining computers, but they need to get business. And if they don't see themselves as a sales type person and they go out trying to sell as an IT person, that often becomes an issue.
Well, if you've got to be able, that means you don't have a lot of contact with people, or you're not totally comfortable dealing with people. If you don't have it at all levels, yes, you have to have the technical expertise, because you're going to have to be able to answer the questions, but you've got to have a level of comfort dealing with people and understanding what their needs are, because it's not what you need, it's what they need that you're trying to sell.
Well, the other example I would give really is like an actor playing a role that they can't identify with. It's not going to happen. That's what makes great actors. Think about it, right, Tommy? Oh, he's on the phone. Okay, but the thing is think about this. If you are a great actor, you learn about the role that you're going to play, and you can start identifying with it. But if you can't, you won't play that part very well. Same as in sales and business.
Well, I saw an interview with the gal that played in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Now, oh, good movie.
Now, I'm talking about the ones that were made in Sweden.
Oh, you have the unedited version.
So we're talking about the all three books, that were made in Sweden. And she got into, she was, they did all three movies, one right after the other. And she was so into the movies that when they asked her about doing the U.S. version, she wouldn't do it because she had already come out of it. She, you know, she was so into it for those year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
So into it for 2 years that she just, you know, she was living the part. And then once she was out of it, asking her to get back into it just didn't work. It wasn't going to happen.
Well, that's sort of a good example of what we're talking about. So watch your identity. And a lot of people, you know, they get promoted for what they currently do into a whole different role, and they don't do very well. It's called the Peter Principle. You rise to the level of your incompetence. And that was a famous book, long, long time ago. But that's what we're talking about, is you need to keep developing your skill sets, evaluate the role that you play, and do you play it well, or do you play it from a different perspective? Like I said, don't be an IT guy trying to sell. Don't be a CPA trying to sell. You could be a CPA, but learn sales, marketing, if you want that role, and then play the role. What are some of the great qualities of people that play that role well? That's a very important aspect of changing your identity to fit the role.
Right. You've got to understand all aspects of it and what you truly want to do with it. It's not, hey, I want to sell, but you don't want to just sell. You want to sell well. You want to go beyond that, just selling, because you'll eventually get sales just because you're out there doing something.
Maybe. Maybe not. Right. I'll give you an example.
No, if you're out there doing something, you'll eventually.
Oh, this is
somebody.
Great, Tommy. We're going to have a debate right live on there, because I'm going to disagree with Mitchell right now, and I'll tell you why. Because when I came out of Kenneth Leventhal, which was the 12th largest CPA firm in the nation, I only had a few years experience, maybe three, and there were some senior managers that came out the same time, but they had tons more experience as a CPA, and this was 30 years ago, and when I came out, I flipped my role to marketing and people skills, and I was able to get a lot of clients. I may not have had the best, as good experience, I should say, as a good CPA, but didn't have the 10 years some of these senior managers did at Leventhal. And these other ones did not have the people skills. They were out there 6 months back at Leventhal because they couldn't get clients, because they didn't know how to change their role to be able to slide into sales and marketing. They didn't have the skills, and they didn't have the beliefs, and they didn't have the identity. I did, and we kept growing. They did not. I created a pretty large firm. They stayed at the firm they just left.
Right, and they didn't get any sales?
None.
Okay.
Well, not enough to survive.
But that's not what I said.
Oh, okay. But standard of excellence will dictate certain minimum levels of standards of excellence.
Exactly.
And just surviving isn't the goal.
No, it's not.
It's prospering. Tommy, let's get on and jump on Mitch here. What do you think? Am I right about this?
Well, I think there's some truth in that it's a numbers game. But I think you're right. I agree with you, Dave. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take sides on this. I'm going to get off the fence.
I like this. This is really controversial.
I thought you would.
Yeah, I do. Why don't we take a quick break as we're waiting for Amber Cox, President and the Chief Operating Officer for the Phoenix Coyotes, to call in. She should be calling in any second. And this is the Standard of Excellence show, where Tom, our producer, agrees with me over Mitch. And we'll give Mitch another opportunity to battle back right after these words.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins, you have a great firm. A family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly. Whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.